The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Half past 9 o'clock, we are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila.
Problem solvers!
Exactly.
We're running out of problems to solve.
I know.
Next week we might be doing small penises.
Yeah, well, I have a few thoughts. I mean, I don't suffer from that affliction.
Eventually we're going to get like belly lint. Yeah. Belly button lint. How to solve that problem.
Yeah, whenever I walk into the bathroom, I do a very subtle swipe of the belly button and just kind of clear it out. Clear it out. But my belly button's huge, so there's a lot in there.
The size of a crater.
Yeah, it's monstrous.
Today we're going to do global warming.
My whole sweater got sucked in there once.
Today we're going to solve...
Where's your fucking sweater? Don't ask.
We're going to solve global warming. It's a myth. Good night!
Yeah, some people don't believe it, and I mean, I do see their point. It's like, we kind of don't know. I mean, the whole planet, since the history of the atmosphere... I mean, it might have these kind of swings where now it's like this, now it's like that. Now it heats up, now it cools down. We don't know.
Well, you know, people go, I mean, it's a scientific fact that the temperatures are rising across the board.
Yeah.
But can you prove beyond a doubt that's caused by humans?
I mean, I see both sides of it, and they're both kind of justified, but you really don't know. I mean, we probably are... making an impact with all of our carbon shit and blah, 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 and the cars and everything, all our pollution. All right, what to do about it? Well, little thing called coal-powered cars. No, wait, that's fucking smoky as shit.
We're going to switch to all coal-powered cars.
It's like trains. You have a dude sitting in the back seat shoveling coal into a furnace.
Well, that's what your kids are for. See, yeah. I'd have kids.
If we had
coal-powered cars, I'd have kids, because road trips would suck. Like, hold on, I'm going to pull over, I'm going to put some more coal in.
We're in the freeway. Shove it in, go!
Yeah, and whenever they want to go faster, they'd have to dump it in there faster.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Hurry up! We're going to get the temperature up!
What a workout. It's like, nah, I'll be in the back today. Got to work out my buys.
I guess. I don't know. No, if you want to change global warming, you got to change pollution.
Exactly. Our dependency on oil, electric, solar.
Which we can be done with oil right now.
You know, seriously, they've already fucking invented those fuel cells. That's a real thing. We can be doing that. They have cars that barely use fucking
gas. The hydrogen
gas.
Car that, you know, just water comes out.
They have...
The one
like,
that runs on corn.
Yeah, not corn. Like, throw a husk of corn in there. You can eat it, too. But, like, the grease, the kind of, like, old grease it runs on, because it mm-hmm. works the same way as, like, diesel. Like, if you have a diesel engine, you can run it on that shit. We have solutions. Apparently, we just don't give a fuck. We like money more than we like the environment. Because the people in charge who are in fucking bed with the oil companies, like, well, fuck the planet. We want to get paid.
And those cars cost too much money. What they gotta do is, the government has to say, and I've said this for years.
Start subsidizing on the,
2025 is the last time a gas fuel combustion engine will be made.
Didn't,
that's it.
Didn't Clinton make a bunch of those proclamations?
Well,
and then,
they do.
Crazy enough, when he's not president anymore, the next guy comes in and says, nah, fuck
no,
all
you
that
No, you know,
shit.
I think Obama did the gas mileage thing.
No, but I mean, Clinton did some stuff for, like, factories, and then when Bush came in, he's like, nah, never mind about all that.
I don't know, but either way, pretty 2025, sure. That's it. You must, all cars coming up the assembly line have to be hybrid electric cars.
Yeah, like as
no,
I said.
No fuel at all. Electric or hydrogen. Whatever one we gotta choose, whatever one we think is easiest to use.
And you know what?
Most realistic.
If you're an asshole, and undoubtedly you are, you're gonna be, oh, but those cars, they can only go like 60 miles an hour. Well, how fast do you need to fucking go? Plus, you know what? If those are the only cars we have, and that's the only ones we're allowed to have, the car companies will perfect them. That's all they're working on.
By the way,
you know what? In 10, 20 years, you're going to be going the same speeds now. You're going to be driving a fucking 100 miles an hour, no problem with an electric car.
By the way, shouldn't an electric car be self-powering?
It really should be. Because, like, you know, as you're moving it, you're creating a current, and the current is going into that. It's like a whole never-ending
process.
You should
go thousands of miles. Like, you know, if you let it sit for a couple of days, it, you know, it might die. But if you're driving, it should redo the battery.
Yeah, you'd think.
Hey, scientists, get on that shit.
It's already done. No one wants it. There's too many people making too much money. So it's just never going to happen.
Then we have to get to more solar power. All these skyscrapers, they could all have...
Instead of having windows, how about the east and west sides? You know, sun rising, sun setting, solar panels. Mm-hmm. The whole building is powered that way. Nah, we're good.
At the very least, you can make homeowners do it. Because you don't need that much power for a home.
What about homos?
If you have a house, you're not going to need a lot of power.
You know what? As I said, look, I don't know how efficient solar panels are. Like, if we just replaced all your roofing.
Well, if I just supplement it, I'll have all of my kids ride a bike downstairs.
But, like, I wonder how much you can generate. Let's say everyone's roof is now covered in solar panels. So you probably can't run your house on that. But you know what? If you can cut down the cost, why wouldn't you?
If you have enough, you can.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know.
I don't know if what happens if you live, like, in, you know, the Northeast or whatever, and it's cloudy all winter.
Yeah, that too. But how much sunlight do you need? Look, it's not dark outside. It's not that fucking...
But they have all these solar-powered lights you can buy for your garden and shit. Those things glow all night.
Yeah.
So that'd work.
Yeah, I really don't know the technology.
And a lot of these TVs and stuff are very low. You know, they don't take a lot of power to turn a TV into a computer and stuff.
You know what? We can have this shit perfected, but it just doesn't want... It doesn't want... The marketplace doesn't want it. The people in charge don't want it. It seems like the minority of people are the ones bitching about the environment for the most part. And we're like, who fucking cares? Throw it in a landfill.
You could argue, what's the chances that anything happens before I die, you know?
That's how most people are selfish assholes who don't really care. They're not looking at the big picture. The picture is that tiny one around my head. That's it.
Well, that's you too.
Yeah, it's everybody. I said for the most part, it's most people. I'm most people.
Do you pollute? Have you ever thrown garbage out your window?
Actually, I don't. I don't like to do that. I mean, have I ever? I'm sure I have in my entire life.
In your youth, did you throw like a McDonald's bag out?
Probably nothing that big.
I mean, you walked on the street, there's so much trash.
There's a field next to my parents, and sometimes there will be like 8 old tires there. People just dump shit. There was trash, like McDonald's bags. People just come over.
Condoms.
Yeah, empty out their car.
Empty out your condom before you throw it out. It's gross.
They just clean out their car. They just sit there and just dump everything out the fucking door. Instead, how many fucking garbage cans are like just out around the city?
Or dumpsters.
Or in your fucking home. You have a home, right? You have a garbage can in your home? But no, let me just, you know, throw it outside. Like I don't like to do that. Even if it's a little shit now, you know, I'll find a garbage can. So I'm not big on that. But, you know, there is no solution because no one really cares. Majority of people do not care.
And I don't want to go green, to be honest with you. Go green!
Yeah, but what is going green? What are we supposed to do?
Well, you want to have low, you know, like I said,
a solar power. Small carbon footprint.
Yeah, what the fuck that means?
I don't know. My feet are size 10.
Is that small? I don't know. I think that's average, actually. So.
Yeah, size 10 is average.
It was, you know, I want an average carbon footprint. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm average all the way around, okay?
Average size penis, I guess.
Average penis.
I like to think I'm average. I mean, I'm not comparing
5.4
to
erect is average.
Yeah, I guess I'm good, I suppose.
I'm large, you know, bigger than that. Last I checked.
I didn't need to know, but now I do.
Bigger than that.
You know what? I don't really know. Unless I see it, I'm not buying anyone's penis size. Because I just assume guys are liars about that shit anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not hinting that I want to see your penis.
I've said it before. So many girls that I spoke to, Yeah, my ex-boyfriend, he had like a 10, 15, 12-inch dick. It's like, really?
Like a tree, how do you know? Like a tree trunk around.
He told me. It's like, all right, he told you.
Unless you get a fucking ruler and hold it up against
Listen,
it.
Listen, I go to Subway and the girls cut my sandwich. It's never 6 inches. Never.
Oh, my God. And the thing is, you can't do halves. You can't see what's half. Put the knife in the middle and cut. Meanwhile, you got like, you know, 3 inches on one side and 9 on the other. Come on, lady.
Well, listen, our boyfriend told her that he's got an 8-inch cock, so she figured that was about 6 inches by her reckon.
Yeah, they call them foot-long subs, but they're really like 18 inches long. It's weird, huh?
Yeah, my boyfriend's his penis is a foot, but it's like a quarter of the size of this bread, huh?
Yeah, so I gotta compensate.
Steve, I think you made the breads too big. These are like 3 feet long.
Yeah, well, chicks don't know measurements. We all know that.
Exactly, that's why I'm not gonna trust their shit. You know what? I've never really cared.
When I was younger, you know, like when I was a kid, you know, the guys. Yeah, when
I wasn't using it for anything, I was worried. Once I started using it, I'm like,
I was never worried, but people would always talk about, oh, you got a little dick, you got a big dick, blah blah blah. So you know what? Of course, I took the ruler, and you know,
so I'm not going around, you know, making it flop around like I'm in the gym or you know, the locker room. But whatever, who cares? You know what it is? Like, once you start dating, you finally get girls and start having sex. It never even comes up. No one gives a shit.
It never comes up. You haven't been aroused in years.
But you know what I mean? They're not like...
Yeah.
You'd have to be a freak in order for a girl to say... Mm.
You're either freakishly small or freakishly big. Yeah. Everyone falls in the middle. Everyone's pretty average.
Everyone in the middle, you know, the girl likes you, she's going to be fine.
Yeah, even if you are tiny, girl likes it. She puts up with
Listen,
it.
I've seen amateur porn where the guy's so small it falls out every pump.
Yeah. Which, that's on him. Because don't fucking get out so much, dude. Fucking
dude,
compensate.
The one I saw, he was really small. And he was like probably like 4 inches aroused. Maybe even smaller. He could barely keep it in there.
That's on him. Then do more of a grinding motion.
Oh, the old
get
circle trick. Yeah.
I do that
sometimes.
It's patented. Oh, pending.
You switch it up. You do it through thrust and a couple rounds.
Yeah, listen.
Did you clockwise, counterclockwise?
Fucking will be another problem solvers, and we'll give all our tips.
How to fuck? That's how to.
Oh, that's another day.
That's Tuesdays.
Yeah. I don't know if people want us to be that graphic.
We're graphic. We're more graphic than any graphic has ever acted.
I'm a graphic designer.
We're the most graphic graphics in the
world. I like reading graphic novels, like Batman.
It's called a comic book. At what point did they decide that comic book wasn't cool? We call them
Let me explain it. When adults started reading them. If it's a kid, it's a fucking comic book. If you're a grown-ass man reading it, it's a graphic novel.
Never interested in comic books. I bought like two once.
At the same time? You're amazing.
I know. I can't. I bought some, but it wasn't like a popular one. I read it. I never read it because I got bored. I'm
Betty
like,
Boop.
I'd rather read a regular
popular.
Book.
Archie.
Because I always get lost. Like, I don't know what the fuck order this is in. The guy over here is talking with his bubble, and this guy's over here with his bubble.
You got lost? How fucking dumb are you?
Whatever, dude. I never got into comic books.
In America, primarily left to right when you're reading. So work that way, and you're going to be pretty
You know
safe
why I'm popular with the ladies, Mark? Because I've never gotten into Star Wars. I never got into comic books or video games. They like me because, like, this guy's cool.
Okay, well, let me explain to you this. You know why you're popular with the ladies?
I don't like wrestling.
No, I'm going to tell you why you're popular with the ladies.
I'm really handsome.
No, because you're fucking delusional. In what world are you popular with the ladies?
In my world, you don't see me. You see me.
I don't. What are you, invisible? You're right here.
You don't know what I do in my personal time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're getting fucking laid nonstop. Pussy magnet, this guy. Fuck ladies you. Love him. Yeah.
Until next time, I don't know if we solved anything in this episode.
Did we?
We got way off track. We forgot we were even doing a problem solvers.
No more gas. And chicks don't like you.
That's what we learned.
Right? HashaWhiskas.com, I think.